Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV.
Call 800-579-0107. 800-579-0107.
As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV.
800-579-0107. 800-579-0107. That's 800-579-0107.
Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
We track down the names making news in sports from the press box to press row. It's Donald Ware from the press box to press row.
It's our annual National Football League draft show here on From the Press Box to Press Row, talking with some of those that have an opportunity to hear their name called in the NFL draft taking place April 23rd through 25th. And on the line, we're joined by a Box to Row All-American offensive lineman from South Carolina State. He is, of course, from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, and goes 6'9", in excess of 300 pounds. He's Alex Taylor, joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Alex, first of all, how are you doing? How are your family doing in this time of COVID-19?
Everybody's good, you know. Everybody's trying to stay safe, you know. Going to the essential places, like you got to go to Walmart or something, wearing gloves, masks, stuff like that. But I feel like everybody's doing pretty good.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you right now? Like, where are you? Are you back at home?
Yes, sir. I'm back at home in Monk's Corner.
Okay, so tell me how sort of, you know, especially how training obviously has to be a little bit different for you right now. How are you training? Talk to us about your workouts.
Well, so recently, my gym literally just closed last week. So now I've been, he'll send me workouts, and I'll try to go to the gym at my high school when I can, if the coach can open it for me. If not, then I'll just, you know, go to the field and do my own workout with the little stuff I got. I got some dumbbells, you know, bands and stuff like that. So I get it in how I can, really.
Yeah, no question about it. You got it. I mean, that's just how, you know, just how the environment sort of is right now. Let's talk about this season. A good season for South Carolina State, 2019 MEAC co-champs. Your thoughts on the season for the Bulldogs?
I feel like we had a great season, to be honest. I mean, of course, we wanted to win it outright, and you know, but being co-champs, you know, it's a piece of the title. But I felt like we actually had a pretty good season from start to finish, and we finished pretty strong. I felt like we had a good carryover from the season before to this season here.
Yeah, I was going to ask, can you speak to how 2018, especially the latter part, because the Bulldog, I mean, it didn't look so good early on, but you finished the season winning 4 of your last 5 in 2018, which led, as you mentioned, to this season and, again, co-champs in the MEAC.
Yes, sir. So, after in 2018, like once we, you know, got mid through season and we just sat down, everybody flipped the switch, and then, you know, we won those last 4 games. We just took it on into the off season, training hard, working out hard, and then everybody. I felt like everybody bought in once it came to the summertime and football camp, and everybody just, you know, didn't want that feeling of, you know, going. What was it? My last year was 4-5. Yeah, nobody had like that feeling, so we just, you know, said we set goals at the beginning of the season, and everybody just decided they wanted, you know, win the championship. So we stepped into this past season and just, you know, with a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah, you've got an interesting story. We're going to talk more about that as we're talking with Alex Taylor, Box to Row All-American, played tackle at South Carolina State, hoping to hear his name called in the National Football League draft. Joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. So now your first season with the football team was 2018, correct?
Yes, sir. That was my first season.
Okay, so speak to that. I mean, you kind of coming in 2018 and sort of really getting acclimated to the team, And again, it seems like your acclimation sort of helped to lead to that strong finish to end 2018.
Yeah, so when I joined the team, I met with the team in the spring of 2018. So I kind of, I already knew some of them anyway, but I didn't get full-time with those guys until that summer. And then just going into summer workouts, taking what I know into the weight room, trying to, coach guys up and just little stuff that I've seen that I was like, yo, we got to try to turn this around, do this, and we could do a lot of things better. And then I felt like I gained some respect from the guys when it came time to start camp. I got out there, having played before then in like 2 years, so I was a little rusty. But I got out there and it came back to me so quick, and I ended up just earning my spot within the first 2 weeks of camp. So I felt like I got the respect from the guys, and then I guess they just started looking to me as a leader in the sense of, I have a big presence, and I'm not the type that I'm not a loud guy, but I speak with my actions speaking louder than my words. So just coming in and trying to help those guys turn things around, especially on the O-line, just because the O-line has struggled a couple years before. So
yeah, I think that it's interesting you say that, because when I think back to South Carolina State long before you got to the Bulldogs, this was the offensive line in South Carolina State, you look at from maybe like 2010 up until maybe your arrival, the offensive line not only was really, really good, but was producing guys that had an opportunity to play in the National Football League. How much did you know about the history of South Carolina State, so the more recent history of the South Carolina State offensive line?
Shoot, it's crazy because before I even went to state, I didn't even know much about the history of it or about the football program, about how they put guys in the NFL, stuff like that. But I just knew once I got there that first year, they had a guy on the team. Well, they had two guys on the team, I think, go undrafted off the O-line. You had Lehman, and then you had a guy we called Big Tree. And it was always some guys there. That the talent is always there, what I'm saying? So I just went in, and I was just like, shoot, I could be the next guy.
Yeah, a name that comes back to mind from – going back some time, not too far back, but before you, Johnny Coldbreath. It was just a bunch of guys that South Carolina State used to have from an offensive line standpoint. And so obviously you were part of that resurgence. But the thing about it, Alex, you came to South Carolina State you didn't necessarily come to South Carolina State, I should say, to play football.
That is correct. I came to play basketball. So that is exactly why I ended up at state in 2017.
That is so crazy. Talk about that, and because you ultimately – so what happened at App State? Were you playing both football and basketball? What ultimately happened and then allowed for you to come to play basketball first off at South Carolina State?
It just wasn't the place for me, at the end of the day. I don't want to get too in-depth of things, but – I just felt like I was just going through the motions, so I didn't want to just sit there for 4 or 5 years and just waste it away when I knew I got talent that definitely hasn't even been close to being exploited fully yet. So I was just like, yeah, I think it'll be best for me to just take my talents elsewhere, and that's when I ended up going to South Carolina State.
So when you were at App State now, you were playing football though, right?
Yeah, just football.
Okay, so why the change? Not necessarily coming to South Carolina State, but why the change in terms of coming to SCSU to play basketball?
So, before I even went to Appalachian State, I was only playing football for I didn't start playing football until my junior year, but I don't really count that year because it was just my first year ever playing. So I say my senior year is when I actually started and was, actually playing. So football was still new to me at the time. And then the whole situation that happened up there at App, it just kind of, swayed me away from the game a little bit. And I just went back to what I knew at the time, and that was basketball. So that's when I just decided to, I'm going to leave football alone and just step back into what I know.
Alex Taylor of South Carolina State, now formally hoping to hear his name called in next week's National Football League draft, joins us here on the program. Alex, what about the combine, man? You were at the NFL scouting combine, put up some pretty solid numbers, you know, came in at a little more than 6'8 and what about 310 pounds or so. Talk about that and that experience at the combine.
The combine was definitely a great experience. I mean, after, you know, just seeing it on TV for all these years and just like, dang, I'm actually here. So it was just, you know, a lot to soak in, a lot of the guys that were there to talk to us. Just being around, like, other top prospects, like you see the Joe Burrows, the Tuas, the Chase Youngs of the world. So it was just a lot, you know, like, dang, I'm here with these guys. So I just, at first it was just overwhelming, but then, you know, when it came time to, you know, go in the field, I just, you know, I felt normal and I felt just like, you know, hey, just got to come here and show up.
Yeah, and you did that. I mean, you did that. Who was the most that you remember, maybe whether it was at the Senior Bowl at the Combine, who was like the most difficult, you know, defensive lineman you had to go against?
So at the Senior Bowl, the most difficult D lineman, I would say, Terrell Lewis was pretty good.
Okay.
But I'll say in the game for the North, it was Josh Uche with me. He's more of a linebacker type body, but he was playing DN. He was stretched out wide, so he's pretty small and shifty, so he's quick, so he was pretty good with that. So I'll probably say him.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I asked you the wrong question. Maybe you dominated everybody. It wasn't hard to go up against anybody.
Now, I felt like I definitely handled myself pretty well out there, you know, just coming in, being a smaller school guy. I had that chip on my shoulder, so I wasn't about to come in and just, you know, let nobody walk over me or anything. I was out there, you know, showing myself, showing what I can do.
Yeah, and I think you showed yourself. I mean, it's no question that you showed yourself well at both the Senior Bowl and the NFL Scouting Combine. Alex Taylor joins us here on the program. What about that Senior Bowl, man? What was that? You talked about the NFL Scouting Combine. What was the Senior Bowl like?
Well, so the Senior Bowl was definitely like a Senior Bowl is a great thing for guys in my shoes, my situation, coming from, like I said, a smaller school, FCS school. So once I got the invite, I was excited because that was one of my goals, was to get that invite. And I got the invite, and once I got there, it was just like, oh, God, like, all right, I'm here with dudes from Alabama, you know what I'm saying, Notre Dame, this, you know, Florida's the big school. So I'm just like, I was like, you know, I was a little shocked, a little overwhelmed too, but at the end of the day, like I said, when it came time to get on the field, they men just like me, so like I said, I feel like I handled myself pretty well, but it was definitely a great experience too. And I was, you know, I'll say it's a great experience for guys coming from smaller schools for sure.
Yeah. Have you been able to talk with Darius Leonard? What kind of advice has he shared with you about this process?
Yeah, I actually talked to him right when I got to the Senior Bowl. He hit me up and was just like, you know, just go out there, show out, basically. Show you can play with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? He was like, we got a chip on our shoulders coming from a small school. So he was just like, just don't be nervous or anything. He was just like, just go out there and play ball.
Yeah, I know guys like, you know, you look at, you know, Hargrave, and then you look at like a Tariq Cohen a little bit before your time. But, you know, Darius Leonard, Brandon mm-hmm. Parker, those guys mm-hmm. that have come from the MEAC. And are playing, you know, at a high level in the National Football League. Can you speak to, you know, how you've mentioned the small school deal, but that, you know, some pretty good football is played in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference and, you know, at the HBCU level?
Yeah, I definitely agree because it's a lot of talent. You can't just necessarily say just because you didn't go to a big school, he can't play ball. It's talent everywhere, and it's obviously showing now, and I feel like for the years to come, it's going to be a lot more small schools getting smaller school guys getting, you know, drafted or getting that shot at the next level, just because anybody can play, you know what I'm saying, no matter if you at a big school or not. So,
you know, I think one of the things, they always have to find a weakness, right? It's always got to be a weakness, mm-hmm. always. So what do you say, or what comes to mind when you hear former Hooper making some scouts question his love of football?
Yeah, I mean, It's been definitely some scouts, you know, saying he left, you know what I'm saying? He's been a hooper, played, and then he ended up leaving the game again. You know, does he love the game? Like, if when things get tough, will he, you know, just leave our team again? But, I mean, shoot, I feel like I made it this far. I done been through a good bit of, you know, some adversity. But I feel like I'm not about to put myself in this situation now that – and I'm about to be on the biggest stage for sports, well, for football anyway, but I've grown a lot since that time, and I've definitely felt like I've shown that I've grown to love this game of football just by the way I've been playing and just carrying myself. So,
yeah, what are some of the teams saying to you, or have they said to you?
I mean, I've talked to a good bit of teams. You know, we're just going back and forth, chopping up about football, talking about my strengths, my weaknesses, and what I could work, what I need to work on, you know, at the next level.
Yeah, what are some of the things you feel like you need to work on?
Oh, definitely myself. I'm tall, so I just got to work on more bending, get a little more flexible on my hips, run blocking, the run game, I can get a little better, just learning how to not get my pads so high. Pass blocking, I say learning when to shoot my hands and not trying to open up so soon. So I feel like I got a pretty good handle of what I need to work on and what I have been working on, actually.
You know, you've seen the National Football League draft for so many years, and obviously next week it's going to be a lot different. Your thoughts on the draft and the virtuality, if you will, of it?
I'm excited. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm ready for this, for the draft. But the whole virtual part of it, I mean, it's still cool because, I mean, they're still having it, so it's still being broadcasted. But I know a lot of people are sad they can't go to the draft because I know that's once-in-a-lifetime experience. But I feel like it's definitely going to be a big thing still, that they're still having it anyway, just with all this going on.
Alex Taylor, Box to Row All-American, formerly now of South Carolina State, hoping to hear his name called in next week's NFL draft. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Alex, really appreciate the time, man. We look forward to hearing your name called in next week's NFL draft.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.